In this bulletin, advocacy groups call on the government to remove all refugees from Australia's offshore detention centres. Renowned poet Les Murray to be laid to rest in a state memorial service. And in football, Matildas players dismiss claims the team's coaching change is to blame for their World Cup opener loss. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Human rights lawyers are calling on the Morrison government to remove all men and women from Australia's offshore detention centres. The call comes after a refugee on Manus Island set himself on fire on Monday, marking the latest in a rising number of suicide and self-harm attempts by people in Australia's offshore processing facilities. The Human Rights Law Centre says the incident occurred just a week after another refugee attempted suicide and another self-harmed. Director Katie Robertson says that since the federal election was decided, there's been an increase in the number of asylum seekers and refugees attempting suicide and self-harm.
We have seen a spike in incidents since the federal election. But what's important to remember here is what we are seeing unfolding is the result of six long years of a really brutal, cruel and punitive policy in which people have no hope for their future.
Australia's Department of Home Affairs says the government is working closely with the governments of Papua New Guinea and Nauru to ensure transferees are provided with appropriate health and welfare support services. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he doesn't want a union official accused of making comments about men's rights associated with his party. John Setka is being criticised for allegedly suggesting the anti-violence campaign work of Rosie Batty has left men with fewer rights. Ms. Batty's son was murdered by his father at a cricket oval in 2014. Mr. Albanese has outlined his plan to seek the expulsion of Mr. Setka from the Labor Party at the next national executive meeting.
I will intervene to ensure that someone who has views, particularly with regard to family violence and the role of women in society, that is so outside the parameters of the mainstream views, not just of the Australian Labor Party, but the mainstream views in this country, I don't want him in the same party that I lead.
A powerful union official, Mr. Setka, has told a daily newspaper he won't stand down from his leadership position with the CFMEU over lies and innuendo. Renowned poet Les Murray will be laid to rest in a state memorial service today. Mr. Murray, who is considered among Australia's greatest poets, passed away in Taree in northern New South Wales, an area which inspired much of his work. In a career which spanned many decades, Mr. Murray published almost 30 volumes of poetry and in 1989 was awarded the Order of Australia for his contribution to Australian literature. The state memorial service is being held at the State Library of New South Wales. A United States official has claimed the US government has formally submitted an extradition request to Britain for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Mr. Assange is accused of 18 charges in the US, including the publishing of classified information, as well as conspiring with former Army Private Chelsea Manning to break into the Defense Department's computer. The 47-year-old is currently serving a 50-week sentence in the United Kingdom for jumping bail in 2012. He was arrested in April after being evicted by the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he'd been staying in political asylum since 2012. Sweden is also seeking Mr. Assange's extradition to face questioning over an alleged rape. To sport and in football, senior Matildas players have dismissed claims the team's coaching change is responsible for their World Cup opening game loss. The team's coach, Alan Stajic, was dismissed in January by the FFA because the federation thought the team needed new leadership. Ante Milicic was brought in to coach the Australian side and lead it to the World Cup. Matildas players Alana Kennedy and Elise Kelland-Knight say claims the coaching change is responsible for their 2-1 loss to Italy in the opening match are unfounded. They say the team is working well together and is determined to win its next match against Brazil on Friday. And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 18. Adelaide, rain easing, 16. Melbourne, a period of rain, windy, 17. Hobart, rain developing, 16 degrees. Canberra, possible late rain, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, much the same, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.